Warning. This makes 2 weeks in a row that Florida woman has been flinging human waste around. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 21st, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 127,
Florida Man couldn't wait for a Dr. Pepper.
Florida Man turns golf into a contact sport.
Florida Woman pissed off a cop. Oh, wait, I read that wrong. Florida Woman pissed on a cop.
And Florida Woman made four new tax deductions in 2019.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and email, and much, much more.
We're starting to get more Florida women things than we are Florida man.
We definitely are. It's evenly divided this week between Florida woman and Florida man.
Dang. I had a thought just a minute ago, and I didn't have a piece of paper to write it down on.
I'd make fun of you, but the exact same thing just happened to me, so.
It was something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was.
No, retrace your steps. Oh, what were you thinking of?
Oh, well. Maybe it'll hit me later. So this week, Joel, I've had a bad day.
Okay.
Not a bad day. I had to go to the dentist today.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm over the age of 50 and now I have to have a crown because I chipped a tooth and now I've got to get a crown.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. I can open beer cans with my teeth. I can strip wires with my teeth, but I eat nachos and break a fucking tooth.
Maybe the nachos were like the straw that broke the
tooth. That's what the dentist said.
That's
what she said.
I mean, if you're going around opening bottles for 50 some odd years with it.
Yeah. Well, not 50, Joel. I didn't drink when I was two. Now I got to go back tomorrow.
45 years.
Tomorrow's going to be bad.
Just make sure they give you the good drugs to kill.
So I do have a small rant, not a rant, public service announcement.
Okay.
Maybe we should start a segment called Don't Do As Phil Does. Because
that's just good advice.
No, not all the time. I did a couple things right in this once upon a time. So as many of our listeners, I get a ton of robocalls on my cell phone.
Oh yeah.
So I got the call block, you know, from that AT&T has, and I think Verizon has a similar and things. And I get a text this week. Instead of a robocall, I get this strange text thing.
Mm-hmm. I get those all
and
the time.
And it said, do you?
Yeah.
And it says, reply stop to opt out.
Right, right.
Never, ever, under any circumstance, reply stop. Because that signifies an active number.
This is a live number.
It's a live number. My phone blew up for 4 hours till I could get all the damn numbers blocked.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have done stop before, and it seemed to have worked, but apparently you got the one.
If it's legit. I mean, this is, oh my God.
So what were they texting you about?
I get extended warranty on the vehicle.
Yeah, I get that one a lot.
Medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Medical insurance for amputees.
Oh, you need to.
And I don't know why that is.
Send that forward.
So you want that one? I get. What's the other one I get? The IRS is. There's a lien, and I'm about to be arrested because
right.
I haven't paid my taxes.
And those are usually like a robot voice when they leave the voicemail, right?
Yeah.
It's not actual person.
No. Then I get my student loans are in debt, are delinquent, and I need to call this person to, I don't have student loans.
Oh.
So my student loans are in delinquent, and I need to call this person to get it fixed. Those are the four main ones I get.
Okay.
You know, I'm hoping, I think it'd be better if it, I would actually start screwing with them a little bit if I knew that if I could get past the robot piece of it.
Right.
And
get to a real person.
Yeah, and get to a real person. That'd be kind of fun to record.
Oh, my wife does that when people call. Because she'll get at her office, she'll get, yeah, this is your tech support. Can you sit down in front of your computer where you're,
Yeah.
And so she'll mess with them and because they're on Macs where she works. And they'll tell her that it's Microsoft calling to, they've got a breach of their Windows system. So she already automatically knows that they're fucking with her. So she fucks right back. And I think one time she did one. He was like, you just need to tell me what your password is and we'll put this in. And she's like, okay, it's capital F, lowercase u, lowercase c, capital K, capital O, capital F, capital F.
And that's when they hang up?
And that's when he was like, well, you fuck off too, lady.
All right. My issue number three this week.
Yes.
So I've had to go to the dentist. I've had a ton of robocalls. So I understand you sent me some information on your Daily Dog podcast, which seems to be going well.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
I have an idea for a new one.
And it's not the periodic pussy?
It's not the periodic pussy. Or the
little people.
Little people midgie. Yeah, the one that porn. Travis and I were going to do. That fell through. Maybe, is there a way that we can come up with one on how to deal with how to kill a cat without your spouse or significant other knowing?
Make it look like an accident?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you what we came up with last night.
You got a pool? You don't have a pool.
I don't have a pool.
Okay.
I have, have you seen those rat traps, the mouse traps that have the electric plates in them? And they're like, it's like a little house thing. It's like about a foot long and a little thing.
They walk in
and it shocks them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting like 15 of those and tying them together and hooking them to a 12 volt battery.
Just a 12 volt?
A car battery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All you need is you need amperage. You don't need voltage.
Oh, okay.
We need amps. So if I could hook all that up, throw a little tuna fish on it. Mm-hmm. And claimed that I was making a tuna fish sandwich and some fell off of the thing and the cat ran over there and just so happened it was plugged up to a 12-volt car battery and bam, cat blew up. I even tried to put catnip on the Christmas tree lights, a.k.a. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation style.
Absolutely, yep.
That didn't work. I have learned, don't put electrical cords that you're trying to extinguish a cat on a GFCI outlet. Because as soon as they bite it'll trip the breaker, and then it's the GFCI, and then that doesn't work. So
and then you're in the dark. And
yeah, then you're in the dark, and the cat's fine and just pissed off.
Right.
Yeah, I need a live 30-amp circuit. So that's maybe we should start a segment on
there's more than one way to kill our cat.
I'd like to know what you think. So far, I've come up with the enlarged mouse trap,
mm-hmm.
and I've the noose / cinder block idea, which is I can make a noose with a cinder block on a pulley, you know, and basically, you know,
just send it up to the ceiling.
Send it up to the ceiling, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got that. So that's the two I've got so far.
Okay.
So if you've got some ideas out there on how to get rid of Phil's let me rephrase that. How to get rid of Phil's, not Phil's cat, but the intern's cat. Would be nice.
How to get rid of the intern's cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of play into the cat's natural curiosity for things.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because
you want to make
it look like an accident.
Yeah. The only curiosity she has right now is where can I shit today?
Hmm.
And where can I piss that they may not know?
So what is she pissed on or shit on that you've been?
So I couldn't sleep last night. I usually get up in the middle of the night. Got up at 2 o'clock. Obviously the house is dark. Walk in the living room, the kitchen, fix me a glass and get a glass of milk. I go to sit down on the couch and I'm like, I better check this. I don't trust the bitch. Took my phone out, shined the light on it. Sure enough, about 10 turds sitting on a damn, right on the middle of the couch.
Damn. She'd been saving up.
I know. So I picked them up,
mm-hmm.
put them in the trash. The intern gets up the morning. Oh yeah, the cat shit on the couch. Yeah, I know the cat shit on the couch.
I cleaned it up.
Well, she shit again then. Twice.
And the cat's still alive?
2 cents I can fix this. That's how much a 22 bullet cost.
You've got major restraint.
I know.
There.
So that's why I'm working. I'd like to your ideas from our listeners, who we love and have had great ideas over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out how to get rid of the cat.
Make it look like an accident. I'll think about that.
Then that can go into Florida man / Florida. We may have to start Florida. Not gender specific, the way things are going
gender
now.
Neutral.
Gender neutral. That's what I was looking for.
Florida person. Actually, that is another podcast.
Oh, is it?
People of Florida.
People of Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cat's got to go. She shit on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, that was a message.
In my spot.
Yeah. In your spot, that was a message.
I know.
That's like when they piss on your pillow.
Then she did that too.
I know.
She pissed on me in the middle of the night.
She don't like you.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
Apparently she can tell.
But I'm higher up the food chain and have an opposable thumb.
Unfortunately, you're lower down on the hill because the shit rolls down.
It Yeah, we did we talk about the when she shit on the floor and the vat got it?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. When the robo vat got it?
Yeah, that's actually I told you about my boss telling us that story about it at work, but my boss has actually volunteered to come on the Daily Dog and tell that story for that show too. Yeah. So we'll have her on.
How to kill a cat and make it look like an accident. That's what I need to know, folks.
Okay.
Give me your best ideas. Send them in.
Send your ideas to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. So you got anything to promote this week?
Yeah. How to kill a cat. Other than that, no.
Nothing? Okay. Well, and like I mentioned, you can subscribe to the Daily Dog Podcast. There's a link to use at dailydogpodcast.com/subscribe. And our recent guests have included other podcasters, a pharmacist, a photographer, a software developer, and a pet costume maker.
So you get into Furbies?
No, costumes for pets, not costumes to make you look like a pet.
Oh.
And if you
That's
like
a little
to,
creepy.
Yeah.
That shit's creepy.
To each his own. I'm not into
that
it.
That was an episode. You remember on the old CSI, the original CSI, the Las Vegas
one?
They did a Furby thing. They had a Furby thing. Oh.
Furry,
not Furb. Not furry.
Yeah, Furby's a little robot thing.
Yeah, never mind.
It's creepy. Furbies are creepy. I'll give you that. But
they collected DNA from the Furby. They were having... Like
from the furry.
Furry. From the fur.
Right.
Sperm.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't wash that. I mean, you have to wash that shit out, but if you don't...
God, I'm not as nasty.
Like, dunk it and douse it in water.
Dunk it and douse it?
Dunk it or douse it in water. I mean, if you just wipe it off with a washcloth, you're not going to get it all.
Sorry, wet wipes it and get rid of that shit.
Yeah. Something I heard on CSI Miami, at some point, if you're not getting into a shower, doesn't matter how many times you wipe. There's still going to be some left.
Thank you, Joel, for that. That's what I needed to know tonight.
Anyway, if you would like to come on the Daily Dog Podcast and tell me about your dog, go to dailydogpodcast.com/appear.
I'll appear. I'll be on there. We have a dog.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
All right.
I can talk about how he has shit over the house. He's pissed all over the house. How he and the cat get in a fight, and he pisses on the cat litter box until we had to build a contraption to block him from pissing on the cat litter box, which wouldn't have been a problem if he'd actually hit the cat litter box. But he straddles it, and his dick is like 6 inches from the corner, and he pisses all over the side of it, and it runs down the floor. Well, then the cat won't go in the cat litter box because a piece of damn dog's done marked his territory.
Do you want me to just cut this part and put it in the Daily Dog feed? I think that'll get us out of the family
section. I have a
calamity
of animals right now. We might, and I have a fucking, somehow we've got damn squirrels up in the attic, too. Fucking squirrels were in the squirrels or the buffalo, one or the other. I don't know which one, because it sounded like a fucking circus up there when they got to going the other morning. Now I got to get a damn catcher or something, what an animal catcher or something, to come up here and get the fucking squirrels out of the house.
Just get the rat trap. This is solving both of your problems. Get the rat trap that's electrical. Catch the squirrels with it, and then when the squirrels are all gone, then put it down by where the cat takes a piss.
I have never, of all the homes I've owned and all the things I've done, I have never had a situation where animals literally, there's not words in the English language which express.
So what you're saying is you live in a zoo.
Not a zoo. I live in the fucking plains, I reckon, because I got goddamn buffalo up in there. I got damn cats shitting all over the house. Dogs pissing on the damn cat litter box, but he can't hit the cat litter box, which would be fine if he hit the damn litter box, but he can't.
Actually, the intern has a good idea. Put the cat up. But then, no, because then the cat's going to piss in the attic, and you're not going to be able to find it.
Then it's going
to
roll. Then it's going to roll down. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll piss on the
insulation and run down in the damn sheetrock.
And you'll have to get all the insulation pulled out, and they're going to charge you extra because there's cat piss in it, and it's an environmental concern. So, yeah, no. We don't want to put the cat in the attic to catch the squirrel.
I just need to move to a trailer park.
Are you done?
I'm out of my drink now. I've been on a fucking rant for 20 minutes. And I'm out of my damn Tito's. All right. Thank y'all for listening to my rant this week.
I might just put that one better in the patron feed. Just let them.
Jesus Christ. And I got palm rats in the backyard.
Squirrel. They're probably, that's probably why the squirrels are in the roof.
Yeah. They got away from the palm rats.
They want to get rid of the rats. Get away from the rats.
I got issues, Joel. I need a therapist. Are any of our listeners therapists?
I'm sure we've got at least one.
I need a therapist. All right.
Well, if you want to cheer up, why don't you go ahead and read story number one.
I'm going to story number one.
Because this lady seems like she's She's pretty happy.
This comes to us from Newsweek. Story number one, our uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman smiles for mugshot after allegedly hitting a man with a car trying to urinate on the sheriff's deputy.
More piss.
I have had all the urine I can deal with right now.
If you click on the...
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah. Oh,
is
yeah.
it going to show her pissing on the car?
No, it's just her mugshot.
Oh, is she happy?
She's real happy.
Where is she? It says, who is Florida, man? Florida accused of...
I just...
There it is!
What?
Florida man accused of shooting a cat with a crossbow. I have a crossbow. I have a toothpick crossbow.
A toothpick crossbow.
A toothpick crossbow.
Is it a crossbow that shoots toothpicks?
Correct. However, if you substitute 18 penny nails for toothpicks, that's a bad motherfucker. It'll punch a hole in the damn card. It'll go through a fucking cardboard box.
Will it go through a cat skull? That sounds
if
like
I hit it through the ear, it might.
Or the eyeball.
There's a subset of our listeners right now who are really, really upset with us.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to kill the damn cat. I want to kill the cat, but I'm not going to kill the cat.
You're just venting.
All right,
so tell us about this smiley Florida woman.
All right, here we go. A Florida woman who is facing criminal charges linked to two separate battery incidents was seen smiling in her arrest mugshot released by police this week.
And she will definitely be in the show art for this episode.
Serena Probus?
That's the way I'd pronounce it.
Age 20, of Brooksville, was taken into custody on January the 1st after being arrested for a domestic dispute and allegedly trying to urinate on a police officer. Now, if you're a guy and you wanted to urinate on a police officer, you just whip it out and it's a point and aim, hope the wind's not blowing back in your face, which is one of the major rules of all men growing up in the country. You pee outside a lot. Yeah. Don't pee upwind.
Exactly.
And don't pee uphill. I've made that mistake, too. That's another one. Don't do as Phil does.
And don't pee on really, really dry ground it's just going to pool up by your feet.
How does a woman pee?
I was going to say, you need a biological law.
Get Heather on the phone. How does a woman try to pee on an officer? She like straddle him or something?
I guess. Well, go ahead and.
I got to read. I got to finish reading. All right,
it is much easier for a guy to pee on a cop than a woman.
Unless she reaches down and.
Now, maybe she.
I don't.
They've got one. They got those devices.
Nope.
What? The devices.
The devices. What the fuck devices are you talking about?
For women when they're out camping.
I know that. It's called a stump.
No. It's like a little. It's almost like the cup in a jock strap, except it's just got
little. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. So she just holds it up and it just.
We didn't say she flung it on her. She tried to pee on him.
Right. No. There's one hole in the cup, and so she can stand up and aim it.
It's got a pump on it?
No, it's just a cup. And she puts it over her area, and it's got the little spigot that points out, and it just pees in one little direction.
Well, then she's not going to get enough force behind that to pee on him.
Depends on how far away she is.
All right, let's just read the damn story. Oh, I'm reading it. Never mind. Where are we at?
On Monday,
she was slapped with a further charge for allegedly hitting a man with a car in October last year, police said. Probus is now charged with domestic battery, battery on a law enforcement officer, and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, as reported by the Tampa Bay Times. I don't know why my voice just went up 15 octaves right there, but...
You're excited. So the car is the deadly weapon, I'm assuming?
I guess. An arrest report detailed her initial January the 1st arrest.
What?
An arrest report detailing her initial January the 1st arrest said the suspect was apprehended in the wake of an early morning altercation that broke out with her sister-in-law in Holiday, Florida.
Family feud on the holidays.
That day.
Holiday.
Where's Holiday?
No idea. Let me look it up for you.
That day, it's in the central, isn't it? I think it's around Orlando, north of Orlando. That day, the suspect was confronted by the victim after drinking and trying to leave a home with a six-month-old child. The victim tried to stop Probus from leaving by wrapping her arms around the suspect, but was bitten on the hand. A wound later observed by police.
Holiday is north of Tampa, south of Newport Richey.
North of Tampa, south. Okay. All right. I thought it was Orlando, but it's not. It's Tampa.
Yeah.
Tito's is good tonight. Mm. The defendant became verbally and physically aggressive by using vulgar language and began to kick the rear driver and passenger side windows of a patrol vehicle, the arrest report said.
That's all that's going to do is get you in more trouble. At the point where you're in the vehicle,
yeah,
just give up because you're not going to win.
The defendant, we have had stories where the defendants were in the back of the vehicle and decided to have sex.
I guess that constitutes a win.
That is a win.
Got me there.
You got me. Yeah, that's a win. The defendant was then removed from my vehicle. This is a quote, and placed in a hobble restraint.
I didn't think it was you that they put their vehicle, put it in your Jeep, Phil.
What's a hobble restraint?
Hogtied.
Ah. In the process of placing Probus in restraints, the defendant attempted to urinate on me.
If they got you down on the ground and they're going to put you in hog ties.
She's not naked. She's got pants on.
Yeah. Maybe she's wearing a real short skirt and no panties.
I'm looking for a short woman. No, short woman. That's wrong. I'm looking for a smart woman in a real short skirt. That's a great Buffett song, by the way. Unless she had no underwear on and had a short skirt on, but otherwise, she's going to pee in herself.
Yeah. And you know they're not going to give you new pants when you get into the jail.
No.
You're going to have to sit in that at least overnight.
You got to sit in your pee-pee pants.
Yep. You get chafed.
I tried to do it without laughing, and I couldn't do it. And I sat in them pee-pee pants all day long. You have no idea what movie that's from, do you?
I do not.
My teacher asked me today what the capital of North Carolina was, and I said, Washington, D.C. And she said, wrong. And I said, you have a fat butt. And she yelled at me, and I peed in my pants. And I've been sitting in my pee-pee pants all day long.
What the fuck movie is that?
The greatest movie of all time, Talladega Nights. Come on.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Talladega Nights?
I do not like
Will Ferrell. What the hell is wrong with you?
I do not like Will Ferrell. The only thing,
dear God,
in my opinion, the only
shake
thing
and bake, baby, shake and bake,
remotely funny that he has ever done was the first episode of SNL that was after 9/11.
Well, you and I have a different level of comedy entertainment, I guess, today.
Yeah, actually, I take that back. There's two things he did, and they were both on SNL. One was the More Cowbell sketch, and the other one was the first episode of SNL right after 9/11 when they did the sketch of the office that let people dress more casual to show their patriotism. And he comes in with a muscle shirt cut off above the midriff and boxer shorts that are American flag boxer shorts that he's got rolled up and tucked into his ass cheeks like a thong. And nobody in the room can keep a straight face in that sketch except for him.
And if that doesn't get you, Step Brothers will. That's the first time I've ever seen somebody use what the fucking fuck in a sentence that made sense. All right, back to the story. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Back to the story.
This is taking us. All right, back to the story. Sorry, folks. The suspect allegedly spat on an officer as she was being placed into the patrol car. Probus was arrested for the 2019 incident while in custody at the Pasco County Jail in Land O'Lakes facing multiple felonies.
Febonies?
Febonies. Yeah, Tito's is going down good tonight. Probus is being held on $10,250 bond.
Shit.
In last year's incident, she reportedly became embroiled in an argument with the man outside a bar called The Basement, during which she allegedly drove a BMW into the victim at roughly 15 miles an hour. He was on the hood until she put on the brakes.
then he
wasn't on the hood.
Yeah.
Depending on how much wax was on the hood. The 20-year-old told police in an interview she was, quote, high on cocaine and does not remember that evening.
Okay.
Driving that train high on cocaine. According to a report from the sheriff's office published by the county clerk. Thank you for that reporting. She took the unnamed victim to the hospital after he suffered chest pains and breathing problems.
Well, at least she took him to the hospital after she hit him.
Yeah, that's nice of her.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
I'm sorry. That hurt. My bad. According to the investigators, the woman later told the victim in a message, quote, tell Detective Murphy, I hit you with the car. I'm a teller, you deserve it, and would do it all over again if I could.
Don't put it in writing.
Now I'm on how.
Yeah, I did it.
God damn it. I got that song stuck in my head. Drugging. All right. I'm done. It only took us 2 hours to get through that first story.
I've only been here an hour and 6 minutes, so. All right. Story number two.
I'm almost finished my third drink.
Story number two. Florida man pulled down a 63-year-old woman's pants to film her butt.
Mm. He's an ass man, apparently.
Apparently so. This one's from clickorlando.com and was sent to us by our listener, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Witnesses sprung into action to restrain a Florida man who was trying to get away after he pulled down a 63-year-old woman's pants in an attempt to film her butt, according to the Apopka Police Department.
You ever been pantsed?
I don't think anybody's ever wanted to see it.
Yeah, I've been pantsed a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Define a lot.
More than two.
Okay.
Which, if you've ever been pantsed, more than two is a lot.
Yeah.
In some places that it shouldn't have been pantsed.
Mm-hmm.
Public, the beach, Daytona, parties.
That's at least three.
That's three.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
When I was.
I have a friend whose name will rename. What's the word I'm looking for?
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Kaiser.
Who enjoys. Yeah, he thinks that's funny.
To pants you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not.
It is to everybody else, I'm sure.
It is to everybody else, yeah. Ooh, look, it feels white ass. Yeah.
When I was in 10th grade.
You got pants in 10th grade?
No, 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 I didn't. But I was in the band room during.
Oh, here we go with the band stories again.
During Jesus band Christ. Class.
What'd you play?
Trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah. One of the flute players, she got pantsed by one of the percussionists. She was in 11th grade.
Did she deserve to be pantsed?
She did not. However, she he got both layers.
Oh,
in school.
What year was this?
This would have been 1990.
So right on the cusp of.
No. It was definitely.
It was.
And she was standing up, and everybody else was pretty much sitting down. So pretty much the whole room saw it.
Fantastic.
She was not happy. He borderline.
She kick his ass?
No, she took off crying, but he was really, really close to getting expelled for it. Deservedly. Anyway.
I see a word here I'm not going to like.
Okay. Police said on Wednesday they received a report of a man taking upskirt photos and pulling down women's pants at a Walmart.
Yeah, here we go.
Was that the word you were referring to?
So that's why I didn't go to Walmart.
Yep.
Perverts.
On Orange Blossom Trail. The man wasn't captured, so a bulletin was created, and officers were told to establish extra patrols in the area. The next day, a 63-year-old woman was shopping at a Dollar Tree when the same man approached her from behind, pulled down her pants, and attempted to film her backside with his cell phone, according to the affidavit.
Mm.
The victim screamed, "Get him! Get him!" And an employee and a few customers grabbed the man as he was exiting the store and held him until officers arrived, records show. Now that is citizen police work at its finest.
Especially at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Usually at the Dollar Tree, it's older women. Not exactly the kind of person who could grab and restrain.
True.
A
We're
man.
Stereotyping, but...
We are. Police said the suspect, Andrew John Paul Edwards, has a long history of arrests.
Here we go.
In June 2019, authorities said he was caught filming upskirt videos of about 20 women at a Walmart in Orlando. Records show Edwards is currently on probation in that case. Sounds like he violated it.
So what's he got? Selfie sticks?
Selfie
sticks or something? Walking around pretending he's blind and just pop it on the floor. And
I mean, back in the day, you had to put the mirrors on your shoes.
Yeah, I know, right? You got to work for that shit.
Yeah, now it's all electronic and shit, but you can save it nowadays, and you can send it to other people.
Yeah.
Before, it was just, the mirror on the shoe, and if it happens, it happens. If
Unless
not,
you've got
it's
a 45-pound TV camera on your shoulder.
Yeah.
With VHS tape on it.
conspicuous there. In other instances, he's accused of following a man and his son home, then filming his teenage daughter and breaking a sliding glass door at the home, shoplifting, assault, and more.
So he's a pervert.
Yes. Edwards was arrested on charges of indecent exposure, battery, and disorderly conduct.
Well, he didn't expose himself, so how did he get indecent exposure?
He pulled down the woman's pants. He was the one that initiated the exposure of her indecent area.
Interesting.
Yep. So if you really wanted to, you could get our mutual friend with indecent exposure charges, if you wanted to, retaliate.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
That would just...
That'd be worse.
That would, the retaliation would be worse.
That would escalate. Much worse. Yeah.
All right, story number three. Oh, look, it's your favorite word again.
Don't make me read this.
I'm definitely making you read this.
Don't make me read this.
All right.
This comes to us from News Channel 8 in Tampa. Florida woman arrested for allegedly making a bomb in a mason jar.
In a Walmart.
She made a bomb at Walmart?
She did.
Fan-freaking-tastic. A Florida woman appeared before a judge Monday after she was arrested for allegedly making a bomb inside a Tampa Walmart.
I want to know what ingredients,
did she use.
Exactly.
I'm thinking fertilizer. You got to have ammonium nitrate.
It depends on how big the bomb is.
Did it say in here?
I mean, at the Walmart, they've got the pressure cookers.
That's true. Oh, that's a good one. And they got the hardware. They got the nails.
Yeah, that's how they got the at the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
That's what they made of.
Emily Stallard, age 37, reportedly crafted the homemade bomb in front of a child at the Walmart of East Fletcher Avenue. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said a security guard noticed Stallard wandering around aimlessly through the aisles for more than an hour.
Isn't that what you do at Walmart?
Opening odd items, such as nails.
Ooh, call that one.
A mason jar. And denatured alcohol.
He told
deputies her behavior was, quote, suspicious. The security guard began watching her closely and alerted an off-duty FWC officer who was in the store.
FWC, that's Florida Fish and Wildlife
Commission.
Yeah, but they carry. Yeah, well, they carry, but they're a state law enforcement officer. So
that's true.
They can arrest more things than a regular cop can do, because they can do the wildlife.
True.
Related crimes as well.
The two men were able to stop Stallard right before she lit a wick.
Oh, she was going to let it off.
And detained her until deputies arrived, according to the arrest report. Deputy says Stallard spit on them while she was being loaded into the patrol car.
At least she didn't pee on them.
A lot of spitting going on this week. This woman, quote, this woman had all the supplies she needed to cause mass destruction at her disposal. Had it not been for an alert off-duty law enforcement officer and watchful security staff at the Walmart, she may have followed through with her plans to cause an explosion inside the store, said Sheriff Chad Cronster. I'm proud of the quick response of the officer and security personnel who stepped in and the thorough job performed by my deputies to investigate this matter and make an arrest. Stallard was arrested and charged with attempted arson of a structure, firebombing as opposed to non-firebombing, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, child abuse and battery on a law enforcement officer. Child abuse and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, they needed the Oxford comma in there.
Yeah, missed a comma there.
Mm-hmm.
Stata remains behind bars Tuesday. Her bond is set at $8,500. $8,500 is all she got for trying to blow up a Walmart.
And that means only $850 is what she needs to get
yeah.
out. That $850 is like three or four times what the merchandise would have been worth had that bomb actually gone off.
Depending where it was.
I'm talking about the whole freaking Walmart.
I just don't understand the damn... How she only got $8,500 for trying to blow up a store?
Great question.
Please tell me no more Walmart stores.
I cannot confirm nor deny that. Food
fight! Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from mypanhandle.com.
I don't know this one. My Panhandle. We haven't had that before, have we?
You want to see my panhandle?
No, I don't want to see any. No, I do not. I don't want to see your love handles. I don't want to see your wheelbarrow handle. I don't want to see shit of you.
All right. Florida man crashes his truck into a bar to steal a Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
A Florida man was arrested over the weekend after deputies say he crashed his vehicle into a business to steal a Dr. Pepper.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
They're not sponsoring us, so
pepper,
don't sing their
drink,
jingle.
Dr. Pepper. That was a great jingle. You don't hear it anymore, though.
You don't hear any jingles anymore.
I like jingles.
Yeah.
You know the most, you know what the guy who, the do you know what the best jingle ever was?
The, I'd like to teach the world to sing from
Coca-Cola. That's close. No, the vitamin one.
The vitamin one?
Damn it. I read a story about it one time.
I like there's also the underoos one. You remember that one? The kids' underpants that made you look like the superhero costume, like Batman and Spider-Man and all them.
Maybe it wasn't vitamins. It was vitamins. Gosh, dog it. I'm not stupid. I know this is right.
Oh, I believe you that there's a vitamin jingle. What brand of vitamins was it?
Apparently not the top 10 ever, which I just... Son of a bitch.
You know what my favorite feature in Audacity is? Truncate silence. Can take a minute long, 2 minute long, 5 minute long gap and just shrink it down to a half a second.
Son of a bitch.
Feeling I'm going to need to use that this episode.
I'd like to teach the world to sing. That's number 12.
Only 12?
Stop looking at your watch.
Well, I keep getting all my Instagram likes on my watch. It's not about what time it is.
Son of a bitch. All right, I'm going to find it later.
What was the damn thing? It was the,
I want to grow up to be.
That's a Toys R Us jingle.
No, not Toys R Us. That's not it.
Fuck.
All right, I can't pull it.
I'm is lost. The Flintstone vitamins one?
Yes. It's the Flintstones vitamin. Flintstones. That's it. 10 million strong and growing.
That's it.
We are.
By Menin. We can do that all night.
That's not 10 million jingle. Strong and growing.
It's a tagline.
All right, whatever, mind. I was a marketing major, and that was important at the time.
Okay.
Maybe we just cut all that shit out, all right?
Yeah, truncate silence. Yeah. That's what I'm going to use.
How was school today, boys? I threw a bunch of Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge. Sounds like a good day. How about you, TR? Well, the teacher asked me, what was the capital of North Carolina? I said, Washington, D.C. Bingo.
Nice.
She said, no, you're wrong. I said, you got a lumpy butt. She got mad at me and yelled at me, and I pissed at my pants. I never did change my PP pants, and I'm still sitting in my dirty pee pants. I wet my bed till I was 19. There's no shame in that. You just don't find good scripting like that these days.
I'll take your word for it, since I haven't been in the movies yet this year. Okay, where were we? Bay County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to the Re-Rack Bar in Panama City on Friday morning in reference to a burglary. Deputies say 28-year-old Gavin Lee attempted to get into the bar earlier that morning, even though the business was closed. When he couldn't get in, officials say Lee drove his Ford F-250 through the front glass and entered the bar. Lee then entered the cooler and got a Dr. Pepper from the cooler, according to officials. The deputies say Lee sat at a table inside the bar and proceeded to drink his stolen beverage.
He didn't even take it.
Nope.
He didn't leave.
Yep. I'm here. I'm sitting down. It's going to be a while till I can back this truck out the front window. Lee had a tan Ruger LCP handgun in his pocket, deputies added. He was arrested and charged with armed burglary.
Fantastic. At least he stood his ground. I'm committed.
He didn't stand his ground. No, he sat down.
He sat down, but he was committed.
He was definitely committed.
He was committed.
I was planning on coming to this bar, sitting down and have a Dr. Pepper. Yep, they're not going to serve it to me. I'll get it myself. You ready to fill in the blank?
I don't know if I am or not, Joel.
All right, well, you don't really have a choice. Okay, here's your sentence this week. Florida man pleads guilty to smuggling more than 20 blanks into the U.S. from the Philippines.
Virgins.
Incorrect.
Damn it!
I mean, technically, I don't know for sure if they are or not. They could possibly be, but that is not the defining characteristic of these items that he was smuggling.
They don't have anacondas in Philippines.
I don't know, but I'm going to let you slide on that fishing for a hint there.
Parrots.
Incorrect. You're closer with the anaconda.
Iguanas.
You know what? Close enough.
I'm getting it.
Yeah,
I'll give it to you. What did I win? Come on. What did I win?
You want to refill a Tito's.
Sweet.
From your own liquor cabinet. Florida man has pleaded guilty in connection with a trafficking scheme to smuggle live water monitor lizards into the United States from the Philippines using socks and electronics.
Together?
Yes. Akbar Akram, age 44, pleaded guilty in federal court in Tampa on Wednesday. Akbar Akram. Now, usually when you think Akbar Akram is the name that you see on the police blotter, smuggling lizards is not
on the top of the list.
Not what you would assume.
No.
you know, it's good to be proven wrong.
Did he yell Allah Akbar? Akbar the smuggler. Are you a good smuggler?
I used to be. Anyway, he pleaded guilty in federal court in Tampa on Wednesday to one count of wildlife trafficking in a plan, which involved stuffing lizards into socks and concealing them, not down his pants, but inside electronics in order to avoid detection.
Yeah, he had a plan.
Yeah, he did.
It didn't work, but he had a plan.
Well, apparently it worked pretty well for a while, because according to a U.S. Justice Department statement, Akram admitted to importing more than 20 live water monitor lizards from the Philippines in 2016, a violation of the Lacey Act and the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species Treaty. He reportedly sought to elude customs authorities by putting the lizards inside socks that were then sealed closed with tape. The socks were then placed inside electronics equipment. The equipment, which was falsely labeled, was transported through commercial carriers to Akram's associate in Massachusetts. In the statement, Akram acknowledged that he was aware that taking the lizards and shipping them violated both Philippine and U.S. laws. Some of the lizards that were received by Akram were sold to customers located in Colorado, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. I'm wondering why they got them in Tampa.
Where'd he bring them in at?
It said he shipped them to somebody in Massachusetts.
So he shipped them
from Philippines, they ended up in Massachusetts.
Where does he live?
Doesn't say. A large species of monitor lizard, the water monitor, is native to South and Southeastern Asia. The yellow-headed water monitor, the white-headed water monitor, and the marked water monitor are found in the Philippines.
It's not marked, it's marbled.
The marbled water monitor are found in the Philippines.
Thank you, Joel.
And these were not little lizards either, because there's a picture in the link.
If Jeff
lizards.
Dunham comes up with a damn puppet, Akbar the smuggler, I want to cut. Story number 5. This comes to us from CBS Miami.
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Florida man beats an elderly golfer he tried stealing golf balls from.
Damn.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office has arrested a Florida man. They said beat an elderly golfer he tried to steal golf balls from.
So you can't steal the balls, so you gotta whip them with your,
I don't know,
golf club.
That's the sheriff's office said 22-year-old Tyler Dearden was taking golf balls from a golfer's bucket at a club in Ocala. Oh, they were range balls.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
And then so those aren't even the good ones.
Their name, because news outlet said the golfer told him not to do that, report it.
The guy's name is Tyler Dearden, not Tyler Durden. That was Brad Pitt's character in Fight Club, Tyler Durden.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He had an anger problem, hence the whole Fight Club thing.
I guess so. News outlets said the golfer told not to do that. An affidavit said that when he returned, Dearden came up to him and stated he wanted to apologize, but he punched him and knocked him to the ground.
Oh, he went for the...
Yep, he went and knocked out.
Switcheroo.
Dearden told deputies he was defending himself because the golfer threatened him by pointing a golf club at him.
Oh, shut the fuck up. That isn't a...
Look, so... Let's get to the chase here. If he is, I don't use the word legitimate, but if he is an avid, that's the word I'm looking for, avid golfer, the last thing I'm going to do
is hit you with my club
is
and
hit
fuck
you
up my club.
And hit you with a $400 driver,
yep,
or a, you know, $200 iron. No.
Well, it's the range, so I'm sure he's using the driver, isn't he? Or do they?
No, he use all of them there. Yeah.
Okay. I don't golf.
The last thing he's going to do is he may have it in his hand, mm-hmm, but he is not going to screw up his equipment, knocking you over the head with it. Unless you really pissed him off, unless he's crazy.
And
it's a piece of shit. But
and this is an old guy, so they got him with a 65 years or older charge. So obviously he's a senior citizen. He's not going to be able to swing that thing hard enough to hurt you that bad anyway.
You ever been hit in the head with a driver?
Can't say that I have.
Me either, but I bet it hurts.
But I'm sure that he can't swing it that fast to begin with. And
which
I think
is the point of having
olds...
the... Never mind, Joe. The golfer suffered a broken rib, bruises, and cuts that required... Oh, he punched him in the rib.
Yep.
Dearden remained in jail Sunday on a $10,000 bond. All right. And no attorney was listed in jail records. He was charged of aggravated battery on a person 65 years or older for Wednesday's instance. He got $10,000 for punching a dude...
Breaking his rib
on a golf course at a driving range. Somebody tried to blow up Walmart, and she got $8,500. I don't understand.
There's no rhyme or reason to the bail amounts.
I don't understand.
Story number six, Florida woman gives birth to two sets of twins in 1 year.
Hmm.
And this is from WPTV.com. A Florida woman is now seeing quadruple after giving birth to two sets of twins in 2019. Now, if you have two kids in the same year, they call them Irish twins.
Okay.
Because I don't know why. I think that's racist against us Irish folk. But anyway, because, you know, you're Catholic and no birth control. And just as soon as the one pops out, start making the next one. Anyway, so she had.
I wish we had video right now. This is the time I wish we had. I wish we had video, because you're getting a look right now of like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Anyway, so she had Irish quadruplets. Because she had the two sets of twins in the same year. Doctors told Alexandria Wollaston of West Palm Beach that she had better chances of hitting the lottery. Now, she says her sets of twins are her jackpot.
I'd have played the lottery.
Mark, Malachi, Kalen, and Caleb. Four boys were born in 1 year. Wollaston says she didn't even know twins even ran in her family. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would have two, she said. Wollaston has four, starting with Mark and Malachi in March. Then in May, with no plans for more, she learned that a second set was coming. On December 26th, not the only thing that was coming that year. On December 27th, 2019, Kalen and Caleb were added to the family. She recently learned both of her grandmothers lost twin boys at birth. Now she feels that her babies are a blessing from above. Quote, I always say that I feel like my grandmothers gave me their kids because two sets of twins and their twins passed away, Wollaston explained. I feel like they just sent them down for me. It's a challenge she is happily accepting. She says her now 3-year-old daughter prepared her for the twins. She was actually worse than them, so she was like two babies in one, she recalled. Wollaston welcomed home Caleb from the NICU Monday and says she's hoping to bring baby Kalen home soon. For now, she's hoping to keep her kid count to a party of five. Oh yes, I feel like I hit the twin lottery, she exclaimed. So she's got five kids under the age of three in her house.
God bless you, woman.
Right now, when four of them ain't mobile,
I wonder if she has handleable. Cats.
I would think that she would want to get rid of them at this point if she did.
Imagine going through that and having to deal with the cat.
Oh, pissing on everything?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's called a callback.
Yes,
Joel.
You're bringing it full circle.
Yeah, I'm bringing it full circle. That's what I'm doing, Joel.
Yep.
That's why I'm considered a professional.
Yeah. Now, not only are these five kids, but four boys that are all within a year of each other. 9 months, really.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of boys. Boys, especially little boys. Until they get to about 13, then they become real assholes. But, oh my God, we've got...
Hey, guess what the cat is? Female.
Cat's a female?
Rest my case.
Yeah.
That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on this show or on the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Have we gotten a voicemail recently?
Not in a while.
It's been a while. It's been like 6 months.
Yep.
I think Travis was the last one.
You might be right.
If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. Have we reviewed that recently?
I've put some stuff on recently. Have you?
I don't even know how.
Well, you can send me a link and I can add it.
All right. I'm going to add some shit.
Just forward some stuff to me on text or email or something, and I'll add them to the list.
Do they sell fleshlights on Amazon?
I'm sure they do. They sell everything else.
Interesting.
They might sell those rat traps that...
The big ones. I need a big one.
So maybe you need like a possum trap.
A possum trap.
A quote-unquote possum.
Yeah.
Electrocution. Oh, you could get a guillotine.
That's French.
Yeah.
I learned that in school. I went to school, Joe. Anyway, the link is in the show notes on our website, or you can drop us something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or, to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we always thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, Michael D. and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Koneth, Erica, Heather, woo-hoo! Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Tampa tier, Matthew from Washington State. At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis.
I feel like the last 2 weeks, I'm hoping I have made Matthew from Washington State just a little bit proud.
Yeah, you haven't.
I haven't struggled. I haven't had to use Google Translate,
or
which is embarrassing to go English to English,
yeah.
Which is embarrassing. But this program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media LLC and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a mason jar in a Walmart aisle.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Very dramatic.
You like that? You like that?
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Do they sell fleshlights on Amazon?
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.